Just listen. I'm sorry what I did to Compton. I couldn't help it. Don't know why I had his tablet. I'm so upset about it. I keep getting drunk every night. I can't believe I did a big dream. I can't think of being locked up. If I get locked up, I'd kill myself. I'd rather kill myself than get locked up. I'll be trying not to kill anybody else.
Fire emergency.
Please don't talk. Just listen. I'm sorry. I killed that girl. I stabbed her 40 times. Kimberly Compton was the first one. Oh, my God.
Your emergency.
Please don't hang up, because I just
sir, what's
think,
the problem?
I'm so sorry I killed that woman. I just don't
what
know
woman,
what to
sir?
Do. Just so depressed. I don't know why I keep killing these
you
people.
You killed them? Please tell me, where you? What have you done, sir, so far?
And I can't stop crying, and I don't
sir,
know what to
do. I need you to stop being a pussy and stop crying. Please tell us what you did.
I need to talk to a manager or something. I don't
this
know
This is not
I'm
a target,
doing.
Sir. Please tell us what to do.
I'm
this is a state of emergency.
The phone.
Do you need police? Do you need hello, sir? Hello? Hello?
So now as you guys heard it, that was my lame attempt at doing brrrr. That is the, if you haven't guessed it yet, for you gore whores and morbid lovers, that is the weepy voice killer. With his coward ass and his bitch ass who didn't have the balls to say, hey, I murdered this and I murdered this. It's a weird call. At first it creeped me out, but now it just makes me laugh, and I just thought having that effect in my program is actually really funny, so I really want to try it out because he a bitch. But anyways, welcome guys, welcome, and this is crackhead energy right now. It's like almost midnight, but hey, I have been waiting forever to do this episode. I think this story is very weird. I have never heard of anything like this before. I don't hear much episodes on this specific killer. I mean, here and there from time to time, but not as, you know, captivating to me. I don't know. This is just, I'm going to make parodies here and there. So if you like it, you like it. Great. If you don't like it, what to tell you? Well, here, let's start it off now. So the weepy voice killer, his name was Paul Michael Stefani. He was a serial killer who was pretty active around the 1980s in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. He achieved a lot of fame as each murder that he attempted, or actually, you know, did the whole job of murdering them. And okay, I don't know where I'm going with this. He would call 911 in a pretty bitchful kind of weepy voice and regretful, I guess we could say regretful, kind of voice, apologizing for what he did each time. So this gave him the name the weepy voice killer. Even though his three victims and two attempted murders didn't leave a huge impact when compared to other serial killers like Bundy and Dahmer and all that. So the voice calls that 911 received were pretty gruesome methods of murder made by Paul, and it became a pretty noticeable figure in the world of crime. So Paul was born on September 8th, 1944 in Austin, Minnesota. He was one of 10 kids in a very, very religious family. His day job was a janitor. He divorced his wife Beverly, litter, because I don't know how to say that shit. And they both had a daughter together, and he continued to live with his girlfriend. Even before he started murdering, Stefani had been convicted of aggravated assault and had a history of mental illness. So during those 2 years that he was active, the Weepy Voice Killer murdered 3 women and injured 2 of them in very horrific ways. So on December 31st, 1980, he beat Karen Potak to death while she was on her way home from a New Year's party in Prescott, Wisconsin. So she was found naked in the snow. She was not conscious. These several wounds throughout her body were brain injury, which she managed to survive. 7 months later, on June 3rd, 1981, Kimberly Compton, who was 18 years old at the time, was stabbed 61 times with an ice pick. 61! Not too long after this murder, Stefani called 911 saying, "God damn, will you find me? I just stabbed somebody with an ice pick. I can't stop myself. I keep killing somebody." Just a few days later, on July 21st, 1982, Kathleen Grinning, 33, was found drowned in her own bathtub, and no subsequent call followed afterwards. On August 6th, 1982, Barbara Simons, 40, was stabbed 100 plus times after the two met in a bar and the Weepy Voice Killer gave her a ride home. Before she went with him, she is reported to have told a witness, "He's cute. I hope he's nice since he's giving me a ride home." Guys, I don't trust that shit. If they invite you home, just be cautious. Just be weary about that shit. So, his final murder attempt came on August 21st, 1982, when a 19-year-old woman called Denise Williams got stabbed several times with a screwdriver, but managed to survive with minor injuries after hitting Paul with a glass bottle. Yes, bitch, you go, girl. So Paul's imprisonment came as a result of Williams, who, in an effort to survive as she was getting stabbed multiple times by a screwdriver, she managed to hit him with the bottle and escaped. As Paul returned to his apartment, he noticed that he was bleeding badly and sought medical help. His injuries are quickly connected to the attack. Williams identifies her attacker through pictures she is shown while she's at the hospital, and Paul is accused of attempted murder. So according to this, during Paul's trial in the Simons murder case, Paul's ex-wife's sister and a woman who lived with him testified that they believed the hysterical caller revealed the attacks were Paul, even though further investigation on the case also tied him to the Simons murder. This alone was not enough evidence to connect them with 2 other murders committed and 1 other attempted. Paul was sentenced to 40 years in prison for the murder of Simons and attempted murder of Williams. Almost 20 years after his arrest, knowing that his end was near, the Weepy Voice Killer confessed to a beating attack on Kimberly Compton in 1980. The second one would be stabbing Kimberly Compton to death in 1981, drowning Kathleen Greening in 1982, and then stabbing Barbara Simons to death in 1981. And then stabbing Denise Williams in 1982. During the same confession, Paul stated, quote, "Killing seemed like part of my life. Driving a car was part of my life. Eating food was part of my life. To me, it seemed like killing was part of my life too, until I did it." He died on June 12, 1998, in the Oak Park Heights prison in Oak Park Heights, Minnesota, as a result of skin cancer. But when he was brought into the station and confronted with the crimes, his voice changed during his defense, and investigators knew that they had their guy. Can you imagine what that phone call must have sounded like to the cops? Like, can you imagine? Hold on, wait, let me get myself together.
"Please help, please, I just got stabbed, I just got robbed. I just need authorities to help patch me up and put this wound back together. No, I can't take this seriously."
Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode, and just wanted to remind you, you could follow me on Instagram, which is Magdala95. It's also the same handle as my Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on, not Snapchat, I'm still trying to change that at the moment. And you can find me on anywhere podcasts are available. And I also have a website. It is valswebsite.com. Yes, very creative. I couldn't think of shit of what to put. If you want, follow me there. I also have a Threadless store if you guys want merch. There's a shit ton of them right there too. It's Threadless / activate the amygdala if you want that merch. And we'll see you soon. Bye.